From the Heart, October 31. A Divine Command. Watch, therefore, and pray always. In the solemn language of this scripture, a duty is pointed out which lies in the daily pathway of everyone, whether old or young. This is the duty of watchfulness, and upon our faithfulness here, our destiny for time and for eternity depends. We are living in an important time. When in 1844 the message was proclaimed, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come," that announcement stirred every soul to its very depths. A deep solemnity rested upon all who heard it. How earnest we were to show our faith by our works and to have our words and actions make a favorable impression on the world. Today, angels are watching the development of character, and soon our lives will have to pass in review before God. Soon we shall be weighed in the balances of the sanctuary, and over against our names will be recorded the judgment rendered. And we shall receive the crowning gift of eternal life, or be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. We may be unwilling to examine ourselves closely now to see what our spiritual condition is, and whether our hearts are being suitably impressed by the testing message of truth. But that will not make any difference with the work of judgment. Its decisions will be rendered just the same. Watch ye therefore, and pray always. There is great need of watchfulness, not for our own sakes only, but also for the sake of our influence upon others. Our influence is far-reaching. We may think that it is confined to our own households, that only the members of our own families know what we are and what we are doing. In some cases, this may seem to be true, but in some way the influence of the home life goes out beyond the home. If we would share in the glorious reward promised to the overcomer, we must fight the good fight of faith. This is what the Apostle Paul did, and he says, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day." Let us be of the number of those that are rich in good works, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life.